Well, according to the government authorities in Indonesia, it will take around 2 months. Of course, that could change, I guess. No one really knows. It's, you know, we're looking at the deaths of 28 people, as you mentioned, so it's a significant investigation, or it should be a significant investigation. And within that time, of course, Freeport has to shut its mine down. It had closed down temporarily for 2 weeks after the accident, which was on May 14, but now it's been told it has to shut down until this independent investigation is complete. It can conduct administrative matters and maintenance, but won't be mining. And I guess it should also be noted that even though there was a death on Saturday night, they're saying that that has nothing to do with the tunnel incident. It was in a different location and was more to do about following procedure, and this poor man got caught in a stream of iron ore material. But, you know, for the mine to have to shut down for 2 months is significant, and it will be interesting to see how fast the investigation progresses.
Interesting to see how things progress also, considering the changes that are, I understand, are sort of being considered for the mine. It has, up until this point, been an open pit mine. But let's believe that they're looking at, they've basically sort of exhausted the materials there, and they're looking to dig underground much more, and there's obviously risks involved in doing that. How do you think these safety incidents might affect those plans?
Look, that's correct. The mine operators, PT Freeport, who are actually owned by a company called Freeport McMoRan Copper and Gold, which is based in Arizona, it's a huge mine. It's the world's second largest copper mine. It also holds the world's largest reserves of gold, and the company's very keen, once that open pit mining is exhausted, to move into a large system underground. Now, incidents like these would obviously have to be taken into consideration, and the company's currently negotiating with the Indonesian government about extending the contract beyond 2021, sorry. Now, this is a very tricky and interesting scenario, because at the moment in Indonesia we have a strong nationalistic sentiment coming through about Indonesian people not owning enough of their resources and not getting enough benefit from it. Sort of the question about when Indonesians own resources, who actually gets the benefit from it, is it the people, still isn't raised enough here. But that nationalistic sentiment does echo very strongly. And so it's thought that, you know, there will be quite a push for more of that resource to go back to Indonesia. The Indonesian government currently has a 9% ownership. However, the company has been there for a very long time and points to its record in the region. The other consideration is that it is in Papua, which is somewhat restive because of some of the separatist elements there. And the Papuan people themselves feel that they're completely missing out on any benefit from the mine. And they also feel that the Indonesian government doesn't look after them as enough economically as well. On top of that, you've got 24,000 people employed there. And as I said, one of the world's richest resources. So you would expect that this will add to the complexity of the negotiations. It will also be interesting to see if they release the report and just how thorough and extensive it is.